Julie Parker joins us. And Julie, nice to have you on the show again. Julie is a correspondent for the San Francisco Bay News. And I see her all the time in the press box. This is another young lady making it in the world of baseball journalism. It's not simple, and we're glad to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
Well, we're doing good today. And what was your impression yesterday of opening day at the ballpark?
Well, the ceremony was really beautiful and nice. Unfortunately, the game didn't quite match that. Seems like a theme lately that they just can't get going in the early innings. We kind of get the old refrain from Bochy over and over. We just got to get these guys started.
So why can't they hit early in the game? What's going on?
I don't have an answer. Neither does Bochy, it seems like. I mean, it was all last season. It seems like it's all this season, and I couldn't tell you, Marty.
All right. Well, neither can Adam. We're trying to figure it out. Why don't they hit Adam early in the game?
Well, they don't have high on-base guys. Outside of Brandon Belt, they don't have guys that draw walks. And when pitchers know that you can throw stuff up there and guys are going to wave at it, I think when you don't have disciplined hitters, we heard Evan Longoria say that this spring, that he's never been a guy who walks and he's not going to change who he is. He's a guy who goes up and tries to do damage. I can get behind that mindset when there's guys on base, but when you're trying to get something going, it's a much tougher approach to have at the plate.
All right. Well, that's actually a theory that they're not getting on enough to make something happen. And when you don't have a home run hitting team, it's trouble. And starting pitchers are usually pretty good.
Well, and I would challenge, and maybe Julie can chime in on this, that maybe the opener strategy against the Giants would be really detrimental to the Giants' offense, because they're a team that doesn't hit early in the game. You bring out a starting pitcher, or a guy like Stanek is going to throw 100 miles an hour at you. You follow it up with a Chirinos or with a Yarbrough, who's going to be a different arm. Now you can extend the game. You can throw a guy out there four innings after you've had a guy shut him down in the first, and you go straight to your bullpen. We know the Rays are one of the best pitching teams in baseball, specifically in the American League. It could be bad for the Giants these next 2 days.
I'm sure the stats are out there. I wonder what the Rays' record is in opener games. It must be out there somewhere. I probably have come across it. I haven't seen it, but I imagine they're onto something. I really do. I imagine they're onto something. All right. Julie Parker's with us, Bay Area News. Julie, you got to see Kevin Pillar, Kratz, Solarte, Parra. You got to speak to a bunch of them yesterday. What were your impressions of them, and how are they getting acclimated, especially with Pillar coming in?
Yeah, I mean, I think I heard repeated what I've heard a lot of times from new guys at the park, which is that the Giants team is really well known for inviting players with open arms, new players, and that was really the experience those guys have said they had, especially Pillar, who, you know, had 7 years in Toronto, and that's the only organization he's really ever known. Came in walked out of the dugout in, I think, the fifth inning in L.A. on Tuesday, and right away everybody said hello and was really nice. You know, he mentioned to me yesterday, you know, the Giants kind of have a history of keeping guys in their organization. So for him, in 7 years in Toronto, there aren't a lot of guys that he did play with over the course of his career. But he did know Eric Kratz previously, and Solarte was also in Toronto last year, so those guys gave him a warm welcome right away. He said that basically the Giants are working to make him feel like family as quick as possible, and his family has felt really welcomed as well. So, yeah, just kind of a repeat of what I've heard, you know, last season and this season from new players that are just saying that they get welcomed right away. He said he was almost overwhelmed by how much support and being welcomed with open arms he's gotten from the organization and the team.
Did you get a chance to talk to him at all about the center field, right field, or center field, corner, outfield spots? I think Giants fans, myself included, were a little surprised they decided to put Duggar in right. And I think Bruce Bochy's explanation was, well, he's played right field more recently than Pillar has. And then you look it up, and he'd only played right field, I think, in single A a couple of years ago. It wasn't like he'd done it a whole lot. So is there any level of comfort with him playing corner, outfield spots, or do we think he'll play there in the near future?
He may play there eventually. He said yesterday that he almost felt like talking to Bochy when he first got here, it was almost a courtesy, just helping this guy get his feet wet in San Francisco after, again, you know, he spent his whole career in Toronto and doesn't have a whole lot of experience in right field. I know he said he came before the game yesterday and the day before, hoping to just get some reps out there and get a feel for the outfield here. He said he's only been here, I think, 3 times with the Jays, which makes sense.
It was two seasons ago, yeah. They were here for a couple of games 2 years ago.
Yeah, so I think Bochy just wanted to help him feel comfortable. It's a pretty big transition for a guy that hasn't ever been with another organization, so there's a chance that he may end up in a corner spot out in right field at some point, especially at AT&T Park, where right field isn't too much different than center in a lot of ways, just because it's quite a challenge out there.
Boy, pleasure having Julie with us. Very nice, Julie. Very nice having you with us. You have a good view of the game. Best defensive outfield for the Giants? Have we seen one like this for a while? I mean, you know, let's face it, we've seen Huff out there and Burrell out there and Pagan in center. How about this? You know, you got Parra in left.
0-3 wasn't awful, but you're right. This is probably better defensively.
Allie, how do you like the defense of this outfield? The defense of just Pilar.
It's fun. I think it's great. It's just to be able to watch some good defense. Offense would be nice as well, but for now it'll be nice to see. Like, Pilar has been solid in the outfield for so many years. It's been fun to watch him. So,
if I had a wish list for today, it would be that Pilar does something. I think he needs to throw somebody out, run a ball down in center field, hit a home run, drive in a run. Not a double play with the bases loaded.
That was brutal, man.
You know what I mean?
That could have been the moment, and those are the kind of exclamation points you're looking for on opening day, especially from a guy, as you just said, who was acquired after spending his entire career with the Toronto Blue Jays. Would have been great to have him bang one out yesterday to help the Giants get a W, or at least help put him on the board.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah,
just something
you.
Today
I'm
for him, for him, just to get him going. Jeff Samardzija today goes today. Carmen, your thought about Jeff Samardzija a little bit? I know we've talked about him from here and there, but he goes today against the Tampa team.
Yeah, I mean, I really want to see what he has this time around, because I'm feeling like we saw him have a kind of shakier outing. We saw him have a little bit more of a solid outing. So trying to decide who he's going to be for the Giants this season, I think that's really important, figuring out who he is for the Giants starting rotation, because then you can start filling in the slots. Once you understand who Derek Holland is and who all these other guys are going to be, they can make decisions like, do they want to bring up Tyler Beede? Do they want to look elsewhere for a little bit more help? So I think it's very important that Jeff Samardzija does well today, or at least he establishes who he's going to be this season.
Julie, where are you on Samardzija here?
Yeah, I really agree with Carmen. We're waiting to find out what Samardzija is going to be. The exhibition game against Oakland was indeed quite shaky. But, you know, he looked good against the Padres. He had 5 innings strong, no earned runs, just 3 hits. So, you know, I think the Giants are hoping to see more of that. But we saw a lot of inconsistency last season and so far this season. So, you know, he has his velocity back, which was something of concern. But definitely his control has been on and off as well. He walked 4 guys against the Padres, which is not something that, you know, he was known for control historically. So, again, the Giants are just waiting to see who this guy is this season. And like Carmen said, whether or not they may need to help somebody support the bullpen or the rotation. Bochy said early that Sean Anderson could be someone that could come up if there's an injury or for whatever other need to join the rotation. So we shall see.
Well, it's a kind of tail on that. I think what we're looking for from Samardzija today is first pitch strikes, because you said that control is a big thing for him. He might have gone deeper in that ballgame in San Diego had he not walked 4 guys, if he'd had a little bit more control. So the Giants have told him, we don't need the 200 innings. We don't need the you know, 200 strikeouts. We're looking for you to go deeper into a ball game to just get us to the 5th or the 6th inning. They've got the arms, I think, once you get to that spot, but you got to get ahead in the count.
Well, yeah. He also said that with that notion of not going 200 innings anymore, he will be changing his pitching style and introducing more secondary pitches earlier
in games.
So that's kind of the goal. He's changed his outlook with the, you know, progression of his career and no longer expecting to be that workhorse.
Oh, good point.
Yeah,
then again, you get into the underbelly of the bullpen right away. You know, and that's, you know, you're not bringing in Smith and Watson and, you know, Maranta.
He's like Watson in the 8th right now, by the way.
He's Watson. He, you know, that's who he is. You know, he's a guy that is going to get hit every once in a while. He's going to get people out. He's not Smith.
Right.
He's Watson.
You comfortable with him there?
Yeah. He's fine. He knows what he's doing. Bergen is still learning his trade a little bit. So, yeah, Watson can get people out. He's not going to get nervous. He's been in the big leagues a long time. So far, I mean, I realize he got hit a little bit in his last outing. But he's okay.
I think I'd like Maranta there, but I'm I understand where you are with the. You get more experience from a guy who's closed out of Tony Watson there. And Maranta does have a knack for sometimes losing control and walking a guy. He will do that on occasion.
Well, you have to bring Maranta in when you need him.
Yeah, he can come and get you out of a jam.
Well, he can strike people out. Yeah. I still can't get over the David Freese hit off Maranta. You know, righty on righty. Dave Roberts had a whole left-handed bench ready. And he didn't go to it, and he stayed with Freeze, who has no business getting a hit off Maranta.
I'm more upset about the Kike Hernandez walk than I am about the Freeze double. You put yourself in that situation, and you walk a guy. I mean, you can't walk fools, Marty. That's what bugs me, man.
Yeah, Maranta's got a little bit of that he, you know, he can lose a pitch here and there.
Yeah.
He can lose it.
Yeah.
But how about that changeup that we've just introduced based on what I think it was Pedro Martinez that made that suggestion maybe through someone else that knew Maranta? I mean, that's really exciting to see where that goes.
Well, if he's comfortable with it. You see, I want the guy. He didn't look comfortable on the mound to me for some reason. Didn't he? I don't know. That was just
me. A lot of
people
are talking like that's on Kratz, and I just think it was a. He looked out of whack. You're right. He didn't look like he had his best stuff. And maybe it was a case of not being totally comfortable with your catcher yet, but I think there's a lot being made out of that. I think it was just he didn't have it that day.
I mean, Kratz is a veteran guy. I mean, he's been in this, you know, he's been in the game for, I think, 8 years now. I talked to him yesterday as well. And, I mean, there's something to be said for a guy that has transitioned so many times, I think 6 or 7 times, that he's had to walk in and learn brand new stuff, learn, you know, bullpen, learn starting rotation quickly. And, you know, he said that's just something he's learned with experience, is kind of figuring out what his staff is like quickly and just knowing how to do that.
Boy, we got a lot of things going on here.
A lot of moving parts. With
don't we have a lot of moving parts early in the season?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2-6. As I say, the record, you know, can turn around 3 days. All of a sudden, you know, the record turns around.
Well, you pull that one out in L.A. before you come back, you're looking at 3-4. It's, I mean, one game changes it all.
No.
The outlook is totally different.
Yeah, there's 154 more to go, so the story is yet to be told. I'm not even sure we have two tiles of the mosaic yet where we're going. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on. Julie, thanks for being with us, as always.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
I like your perspective. I'm glad you were in the clubhouse yesterday getting to meet all these people. So we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
All right, that's Julie Parker. More coming up right here, KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.